No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. What a simple yet profound statement that we hear from Jesus this morning. Oftentimes we can get caught up in the action of our faith and put ourselves in that first position. I have to do this, and it depends on me to do that. And yes, we have an obligation to respond to God's grace. If we do not cooperate with God's grace, we'll be condemned to hell. And it's a clear teaching of the church. But we cooperate with God's grace. And as Jesus says so clearly, it's the Father who draws us, and we can't do anything unless he does that. So everything we do is in response to God's free gift. The free gift of life, the free gift of grace, the free gift of love. And so we pray for a renewed understanding of that. And we kind of just relax and surrender ourselves to the beautiful and loving embrace of our Father. And from there we respond, that we hear his call, that we cooperate with his grace, as we saw Philip do so beautifully in the first reading from Acts of the Apostles. This man who, not very long before this, had become a deacon. And we see this docility, this humility, this able to be taught, this openness to move with God. The Spirit said, go, and he went. And because of that, this man who was lost, unable to understand what he was reading, came to faith in Christ Jesus, was baptized, and in that moment received the gift of eternal life. But Philip saved this man from eternal damnation by being docile to the Holy Spirit and clearly proclaiming the name of Jesus. But each one of us has been given this charge, this command, this invitation to respond to the free gift of faith that we have received and to be able to be moved by the Spirit wherever he wants us to go, which is why we have to be careful in our Western American capitalistic culture that we don't build systems around us that prevent us from being docile to the Spirit. We can be so attached to this world and the way of life that we construct for ourselves. It could be a challenge to pick up and go whenever the Spirit says go. We pray for that freedom to really trust that in the church, through her sacraments, especially baptism and the Holy Eucharist, that we have everything we need to live forever. And that in reality, this world offers us nothing. Absolutely nothing, except opportunities to love God more. And so we pray for that grace of docility, of humility, of teachability, and for the desire to go wherever the Lord may lead. Like this eunuch, you will encounter people today who are dead in their sin, who are desperately desiring to hear the name of Jesus. Ask St. Philip the deacon for the courage, the wisdom, the zeal, the desire to share the name of Jesus and help someone else find eternal life.